With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the podcast that could hopefully help you learn something, feel good about how clever you are, or potentially just put a smile on your face. And if it doesn't, it's only 15 minutes long, so it'll be over soon. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and this is Music Tuesday. Joining me for today's round is comedian and presenter Lloyd Griffith. Welcome, Lloyd, to your Music Tuesday. How are you feeling?
I'm quite nervous about this one, if I'm being brutally honest, pal, because, I mean, I have a degree in music, so this should be one that I should get a clean sweep, but...
Wow.
Yeah.
We expect massive things from you then. So we have 12 questions all about music. Let's quiz, shall we, Lloyd?
Let's do it.
Question number one. Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words is the opening line to which classic R&B song?
Oh, Killing Me Softly.
Correct. Question number two. What country does the didgeridoo come from?
Australia.
Correct.
Yeah, thank you.
Correct. Question number three. Which San Diego pop punk trio did Tom DeLonge leave in 2011 after writing, recording and being the frontman for six albums?
San Diego trio. Pop punk. This is an absolute guess. I don't really know that many pop punk. I think that'd be my one. I don't know.
You remember when there were loads of bands like this, though, right?
Like She Left Me on Prom Night.
Yeah.
I know that Blink-182 have got a song called San Diego, but I know it's not them. But I'm going to go with San Diego with Blink-182. But I know it's not right.
You're completely right. It's absolutely correct.
Is it?
Yes.
Wow.
Question number four. By what title is Ornico Flow by Enya more commonly known?
Ornico Flow, but it's not Sail Away, is it?
It absolutely is. The correct
answer
is
Sail Away. Oh my
gosh. Shall we sing it? Shall we sing it together?
Sail away. 90s bath music, I'm absolutely on board with.
Me too.
Give me some Lighthouse Family any day of the week.
In it, I can just see the like flake advert now. It's good. Question number five. The 5678 are a Japanese band that came to global recognition by performing live in which 2003 Quentin Tarantino film?
It's the first one that springs to mind, and I'm going to say Pulp Fiction.
Incorrect. The correct answer is Kill Bill, Part 1.
Oh, did you say 2003?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Pulp Fiction was a lot before then, wasn't it?
Question number six. The Gap Band successfully sued Mark Ronson for his song Uptown Funk because of plagiarism claims regarding which classic song of theirs?
My mum's going to absolutely... It's the one with the where you do the dance, isn't it? Is it Oops Upside Your Head?
It absolutely is. Correct. Yeah. Oops Upside Your Head, the Gap Band. What, mum's a fan of that song?
Yeah, so my mum used to... There's a club called the Flamingo in Grimsby that my mum used to go to.
Of course there is.
Abbreviated to the Flam.
No.
And they have, like, Flam reunions. But, yeah, I just remember growing up, that was, like, a massive song. But mum was like, oh, you got to do the dance. You got to do the dance. Like, mum, it's my 10th birthday. Stop doing the dance.
Your birthday at the Flamingo?
No, I had my birthday at Old Clee Town Hall, like the bad man I am. But Mum tried to basically like recreate the flamingo club there, and it was weird. I mean, so many old women.
I'm into her. Okay, question number 7. In 2020, which actor and comedian released their hit television jingle, "Thank You Baked Potato," for the Feed NHS campaign?
That is the legend that is Matt Lucas.
Correct. The answer is Matt Lucas. Question number 8. Q-Tip, Jarobi White, Ali Mohammed, and the late Fife Dog were members of which influential 90s hip-hop group?
Oh, my God. I think it's a Tribe Called Quest, isn't it?
Yes, the correct answer is a Tribe Called Quest. Question number 9. Robbie Williams had 3 consecutive Best British Single at the Brit Awards for the years between 1999 and 2001. Angels was one, so was Rock DJ. Can you name the other?
Oh, my God. What's that song that he did that was a bit like, it was him almost doing like comedy. It was like, not Jukebox. What's it called? I want to say Dirtbox. It's not Dirtbox, is it? What's that song that he did? That's my final answer. Dirtbox.
The correct answer is She's the One.
Oh, yeah. That makes more sense, to be fair.
Which is a really beautiful song. Question number 10, Lloyd. Blondie had 3 UK number one singles in 1980, more than any other artist that year. For 1 point, can you name one of them?
The telephone one. Telephone?
Incorrect. I thought you were going to say "The Tide Is High," which would have been the correct answer, or "Call Me," or "Tell Me."
Oh, do you know what? That was a. Look, I don't listen to radio too. My mum does, and she listens to Pop Master, and that was a question of the day. And I said "Telephone," and it was "Call Me," and I've done it again.
I can't believe you've got this question wrong twice in 1 week.
I know, it's ridiculous.
That's incredible. That's no mean feat. Question number 11. For 2 points, can you name 2 current members of the Jacksons?
Janet?
No, she's not in them anymore.
Okay, so there was... what's his name? Oh, my God. Dirtbox? No. it was Randy. Randy's one of them, isn't he? But, oh, God. Is Randy one of them?
You tell me.
Okay, I'm going to go with... I think I'm wrong here. Is Jermaine one? But I think I'm just saying Jermaine because I've got Jermaine Beckford on my mind, which is a footballer from Leeds.
No, Jermaine is absolutely correct. Thank God you didn't go with Randy. He got kicked out years ago. So I'm really pleased.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So well done, Jermaine. God. Also, you could have had Marlon, Tito and Jackie.
Tito. I wouldn't have got Marlon.
I wouldn't have got Jackie.
No, I wouldn't have got Jackie either.
Final question on your Music Tuesday. For 3 points, can you name 3 Bond songs or their respective artists that don't contain the film title in the song title?
Writing's on the Wall.
Well done. Yes, Sam Smith, Writing's on the Wall. Spectre, that's from.
Yeah, Spectre. And then, did Duran do one? I'm going to go Duran Duran for You to a Kill. Was that a Bond? I don't think that was a Bond title.
Bloody sounds like it, doesn't it? But it's not on my list, I'm afraid.
Okay.
I think you have one more guess.
Not Goldfinger. Oh! What was Billie Eilish's most recent one?
It's called No Time to Die, which is what the film's called. You know what? These are good. We Have All the Time in the World by Louis Armstrong was written for On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
No way.
I know.
Did not know that.
Nobody does it better. No, Van Inden. Carly Simon, that's from The Spy Who Loved Me. All Time High, Rita Coolidge from Octopussy. You Know My Name, Chris Cornell from Soundgarden, Casino Royale. And then finally, Another Way to Die by Jack White. That was for Quantum of Solace. Your score after your Music Tuesday, you did really okay, Lloyd.
You can't say really and then like put the word okay after it.
No,
really fine.
I just got your points. You actually did really quite good. 9 points out of 15. Well done, you.
Okay, that's better. That's better.
We'll talk to Lloyd about his points after this quick break.
This is the story of Whitney Houston, of George Michael, of Otis Redding, of Amy Winehouse, of Michael Hutchence, Bob Marley. This is the story of Prince.
It's a new podcast series
about how they died and why we're still talking about them so long after.
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
That feeling.
That feeling. Just search for Death of a Rockstar on your podcast app.
And subscribe now.
Lloyd, you are a fan of music, of course, but you were also a trained chorister.
Yeah, well, I still am.
Of course, it never leaves you.
Yeah, so I wear the dress and everything.
Do you really still sing in the church?
Yeah, so like I sing at places like Westminster Abbey, St George's Chapel, Windsor Castle, and for other like little groups, and occasionally we'll do stuff for like groups that just don't put their names to stuff, and then so it'll just be like in films or in like adverts and stuff. And I just do that for pleasure, really, because it's like something that I did my whole life. Started when I was 7 years old and studied at university. And
I love it. I absolutely, I love that.
Yeah, so that's what I love doing it. And it is weird that you have to wear a dress and, you know, sing like a girl, but it's I love doing it, and it's good for the old noggin as well.
Yeah, and Lloyd, it's not a dress, it's a gown.
It's actually a cassock, if we're being pedantic. It's a cassock and then a surplice over the top of it.
Oh, what a look.
Hello.
Googling pictures of you and that now.
Oh, there are some, and I look like a sex doll.
Oh my God! Thank you so much, Lloyd Griffiths, for your Music Tuesday.
Thank you.
And that's Quiz Chat Repeat. If you enjoyed it, come back tomorrow and tell your friends now. Use the hashtag Quiz Chat Repeat on social media to let everyone know how you got on. We have a sports quiz tomorrow, so if you're listening on your way to pick up the kids, or whether you're binging on 5 episodes in a row, we'll be back tomorrow.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.